upon a time in a world with faith and fairness. There was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Broncos lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikolajczyk.
Swing and a miss! Mikolajczyk gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next level show.
Welcome to Chasing the Cup. Here's your host, Ryan Reynolds.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Chasing the Cup. My name's Ryan Reynolds. I'm here to guide you through another season of Sam Houston State Athletics. The fall sports are coming down the final stretch, and teams are fighting for crucial positioning in the Southland Conference tournaments. One of those teams is the Sam Houston State soccer team. The Bearcats are currently 8th in the Southland Conference with only 3 games left. What needs to be done to secure a spot, and what's the mindset of the team after seeing recent success? Chasing the Cup sits down with senior forward Lindsay Bienski to talk all things Bearcats soccer. After, we have our Bearcat call of the show, and we have a jammed-packed weekly update. The Bearcat football team continued its dominance after a shaky first half, the SHSU volleyball team is rolling, the men's golf team finished play at the Quail Valley Invitational, and we have Bearcat bowling and basketball news. Like I said, we have a jam-packed show for you guys this week, so let's get right into things. Chasing the Cup sits down with Lindsay Bienski after a word from our local sponsor.
Fans, want to get into Bearcats athletic events for free? Become a Texas Farm Bureau member today. Texas Farm Bureau members get 2 free tickets to Bearcats athletic events when you show proof of membership at the ticket office. Texas Farm Bureau members receive many great offers and benefits throughout the Lone Star State. Visit texasfarmbureau.org/sports to learn more about how you can get free tickets just by becoming a Texas Farm Bureau member. Texas Farm Bureau, a proud partner of Sam Houston State Athletics.
Welcome back to Chasing the Cup. Joining me now on the show is senior forward Lindsay Bienski from the Sam Houston State soccer team. She's the leading goal scorer for the Cats, who have seen some success recently. Lindsay, how are you there?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I want to talk Bearcats soccer with you before talking about your time at SHSU. You guys have a 3-9-3 overall record, a 2-4-2 record in the Southland Conference. The Cats are currently 8th in the conference, but it seems like things are starting to trend in the right direction for you guys. What are your thoughts on the season?
Yeah, it's been a struggle at the beginning. We had some tough games, and I mean, we've been having a tough time just getting the end result. We've been tying a lot, so it's just kind of like, it's good for us to get a win and be able to see that it is in our future that we can make it to the tournament. And once we get to the tournament, I think we can definitely just show everyone why we came and hopefully win the tournament and come out with the win. So.
And let's talk about that trend. You guys picked up an impressive shutout win versus Utah State to start the season on August 16th. And then things got a little rocky. You guys went on an 11-match winless streak with 3 ties thrown in the mix. But then last week, you guys pick up back-to-back wins with a 1-0 victory over Northwestern State, and then a 2-1 overtime win against Nichols. Talk about that stretch and how big those back-to-back wins is for this team's confidence.
It's very big. You can just tell the difference with the team's energy after the wins, and I think that's the energy we need to go into other games, just because obviously when you're losing a lot, your confidence gets down, and it's not the funnest time, but whenever we do get those wins, we know that, hey, this is what it feels like. We want to keep doing this, so we just keep going and keep trucking on.
And I've said it time and time again on this podcast, don't look at this team's record and count them out. Yeah, you know, they might be 3-9-3 overall, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Let me put this into perspective. Of the 15 games played this season, 6 went into overtime, 3 ended in ties, but 2 ended in losses. You guys are right there with everyone else. What are your thoughts on that, and do you see any advantages in playing all of these overtime games?
Yes, honestly, this season just has been all over the place. You can see a lot of the teams in our conference, and everyone is just kind of in those different streaks. There may be one team that's been winning a lot, but everyone else is just kind of in there with us, and we're not out of any game. We're just kind of hanging in there, and playing overtime, it does suck because it's just more minutes. You don't want to get your legs tired if you have another game the next weekend, but I mean, you can definitely see the fight in our team when we do go to overtime, because we know we still have the chance to win it and come out with a victory. So I think it kind of shows character and shows that we can do it in the end. So.
And that's going to branch off big time, especially going into the tournament, playing an overtime game, already having, you know, done it so many times in the regular season. But branching off that overtime statistic, one thing I see when I step back and analyze this season is the struggle to put shots in the back of the net. You're a forward. You lead the team in goals. Let me throw this out there. Just like the overtime stat, of the 15 matches this season, you guys were held scoreless in 6 of them. I was looking at the Southland averages a couple days ago, and you guys averaged less than 1 goal per game. However, the scoring opportunities are there. You guys are getting looks, but, you know, not cashing in. Lindsay, with you being a goal scorer, put into perspective for us two things. One, just how hard is it to score a goal? And two, what does this team need to do in order to start capitalizing on those opportunities?
Honestly, yes, it is hard to score goals, because being a forward my whole life, I've just kind of realized that when you're little, you score goals back to back, no problem. So getting to the higher levels, you realize that you really have to focus and make the shot as perfect as you can to get it in, because if not, then, I mean, the goalies are so much better here, and if you don't place it in the right spot, then obviously it's not going to go in the back of the net. So it is hard. It's I think people just get excited about scoring goals, and so it's like you see opportunity and you think you're gonna score it, but it's just about finishing it and actually getting the goal before you celebrate in your head. So this team, I think in order to get those capitalize on those opportunities, I think we just need to keep pushing and keep driving as hard as we can in the box and make sure we're going hard no matter what. Even if we think the keeper may get it, there's a chance she could bobble it, so we need to go in and just try to follow all of our chances and just keep taking the shots that we get.
And you mentioned at a younger age, you know, it's, you can go back to back to back, but as you get older, as you know, go up the different levels, it really turns into a collaborative team effort. You know, you have the your teammates have to set you up, and then you yourself, you have to make the goal. But yeah, you're right. You have to score goals in order to win games. Like I mentioned already, you and your team are right in it. You know, there's 3 games left in the season. You guys take on ACU on Friday, UIW on Sunday. And then you have a meeting with Stephen F. the following week. You guys are 8th in the Southland at the moment. You know, talk about the importance of this final stretch.
It's very important that we definitely get some wins out of these next couple games coming up. And we need to get the wins just because we need to make sure we're clinched in the spot to get to the Southland tournament. We may not be looking at the best spot that we want for the Southland, but once we get there, I know that this team is capable of winning it, because I've seen it time and time again. Like, once we get into that type of atmosphere, we're in it. And so I think These games are definitely very, very, very important for us.
What is your mindset? What is the team's mindset, you know, going into these last 3 games?
Definitely just to win, have fun, and just to get the results we want, because we know we want to go to tournament. We know we want to win. So I think if we just keep putting in the opportunities that we get, then we'll get there.
Has Coach Brown mentioned, you know, maybe the importance of these final 3 games winning out? It's especially important with y'all being 8th.
He has a little bit. He definitely just tries not to put too much pressure on us, saying like, oh, you have to win these games, you know, like we all know that we need to win them. So I think in ourselves we know, and so he just has to just continue to try to encourage us to do our best, and he knows that the team's capable, so he just gives us that encouragement.
So one last thing I do want to talk about, and it's pretty much the overall concept of this podcast, Chasing the Cup, is that Southland Conference Commissioner's Cup. You know, you guys are currently 8th in the Southland Conference, 3 crucial games coming up for you guys. Just kind of talk about the importance of the Southland Conference Commissioner's Cup and how much is talked about, you know, between players and coaches and in the locker room.
It's really important. I know that Bobby Williams always comes and talks to us before our season starts. And so whenever he comes, he really emphasizes how much he would love to win the Commissioner's Cup and all that. So I think it's just important for us to go out and play and try to get him that, like, that Commissioner's Cup. It's just kind of nice to look to get it for somebody. And, you know, you're working to get it for the school and everything. So I think it's just really important that we try to win these last games and get towards that Commissioner's Cup for sure.
Would you say it's something at the beginning of the season that you marked down as one of the end goals?
Oh, totally, totally. We do make a list of goals, and it is most at the top of our list, so yeah.
Well, good luck to you and the rest of the Bearcats soccer team as you guys try and end the season on a high note.
Thank you.
Friday's home match against ACU is set to begin at 6:30 p.m. and will feature a live video stream. And Sunday's match against Incarnate Word is scheduled for 1 p.m. and will be broadcasted on 90.5 KSHU. Students and faculty get in free. Yes, free with the Bearcat One card. Lindsay, before we take a quick break, why should people come out and support?
Well, the support is awesome, and honestly, being on the field and being at the game, you, as a player, you just love that environment. You want people there, you want people screaming, you want to have the big crowds because it makes you feel good and it makes you have that pride that you want to play for your school. And whenever the other teams see that, I think they get a little nervous because typically the soccer games that we go to that are away, they don't have a lot of fans, so it's kind of like we're fine. We don't care about them if they don't have a lot of people cheering for them. So I think when we have that, those Bearcat Bandits and all of our fans out there, it just really helps us and moves us along.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
And welcome back, everybody. We're still here with senior forward Lindsay Bianski, or should I say leading goal scorer Lindsay B. You lead the team with 4 goals this season. We talked about Bearcat soccer, but now I want to talk about you and your journey. And in that title, there's one thing I want to focus on right now, and that's the word senior. Senior Day is on Friday, and you're one of the 7 seniors being honored for your hard work and dedication, you know, to the program. Just kind of reflecting on your time here at Sam Houston State, what is that Senior Day moment going to be like for you?
Honestly, it's going to be a little different and probably weird because I feel like I was just a little freshman watching the seniors that I played with my freshman year have their senior day. So just to be a senior and be in that position, I think it's going to be a little different. So I think it's going to be weird.
Well, how about we look at your time here at Sam Houston State? In your 4 years here since 2015, you've played in 67 games, started 27 of those, taken 51 shots, scored 5 goals. But one stat that can't be recorded is the countless hours you've put into training to try and get better for this program. What has playing for Sam Houston State meant to you?
It has meant so much to me playing for Sam Houston, and just that growing up, I started playing soccer at the age of 5, and you always look to play college soccer. So Sam Houston giving me that opportunity to play, and it's just been an amazing opportunity, an amazing journey, and I'm just so glad that Sam Houston has given me that opportunity.
And you definitely have a ton of pride in this university, and it shows it on the pitch. Sunday is your last game at Pritchett Field. What's it like hearing that, your last game at Pritchett Field?
It's definitely different hearing it. It's a little sad, but I don't think it's hit me quite yet, just because, I don't know, I just feel like when after it's done, I think it will hit me, but right now I just see it as another game. Like, let me get to it, let me go ahead and work hard and play that game, and then I think after it will be a little bit more emotional and definitely different.
I feel like there's definitely going to be a roller coaster of emotions there, you know, when it actually hits you, especially when it's something you've dedicated so much time to. Answer this for me. Yes, there's the game day atmosphere at, you know, beautiful Pritchett Field. You have the Bearcat Bandits that always show you guys support, you know, game in and game out. And then, of course, you have the family aspect of the game, you know, with the coaches and players. Lindsay, looking back, you know, what are you going to miss the most?
I think I'm going to miss the team and just the team atmosphere that it brings to you and the feeling it gives you and just all the friends you make along the way, because it really is a family. And I think just knowing all these girls, and I know that I can contact any of them at any time, even when I get done with college soccer and I'm in my regular life, I can still call them up and see what they're doing, and hopefully, like, they'll do the same for me. And I'm definitely going to miss that, and just the atmosphere and the schedule we go through, the process, and having a routine, and just, I think it's going to be weird for me the first couple of days not waking up to go to practice, and kind of just getting in a different schedule will be different.
And you guys, y'all practice so early in the morning. Being a student athlete, you know, it's a rigorous schedule, like you mentioned. I know you've had to learn some valuable lessons through your time here at SHSU. You know, what are some of those lessons you've learned? And, you know, maybe you'll take some of those lessons post-college.
One of the biggest things that I've learned would have to be time management, because obviously being a student athlete, you have to schedule your class times around your practice and make sure you get to weights and make sure you have food in the middle of your classes and all of this different stuff. So I think time management, but I think that can help me along my way, because obviously you're going to need that for the rest of your life when you go to work and all that. So think that's one of the most important things that I've learned along the way.
Let's talk about, you know, post-SHSU for a second. What's next after soccer in SHSU for you? You know, what plans do you have?
Well, right now I'm planning to apply to PT school. So I'm hoping to get into PT school and further my career in physical therapy and just get on that track. And hopefully a couple years down the road, I'll be a physical therapist and all will be good.
That's really exciting. You know, I want to end on a high note and I want to pick your brain really quickly about what it means to be a senior on the Bearcats soccer team. Your collegiate career is coming to an end, but someone else's is just beginning. You know, you mentioned it feels like you were just a little freshman not that long ago. What advice would you offer the freshmen just beginning their collegiate careers?
I would definitely give them the advice that make sure you do have time management, because that can be a little different transition from high school, obviously, to college. So make sure you have that time management, you know where your classes are, what time they are, what time practices are, and all that. But usually the upperclassmen help a lot. And then I would say that just have fun and just have fun, because like I said, it did go fast for me and I just can't believe how fast it went. You know, people tell you, oh, it goes by so fast, you know, you'll be done with that before you know it. And you don't realize that, I don't think, until you get to senior year, because that's how I feel now. I'm like, dang, that really did go fast.
Take everything with a grain of salt. Yeah. Words from the wise, Lindsay B., thank you so much for coming on the show this week.
Thank you.
I already mentioned it, but I want to plug it again. You can catch Lindsay and the Bearcats soccer team this Friday and Sunday at Pritchett Field. Friday's match is against ACU and it begins at 6:30 p.m. And Sunday's game is versus Incarnate Word and is scheduled for 1 p.m. Lindsay, how much is it for faculty and students to get into the games using their Bearcat One card?
It's free.
Yes, it's free. Do you turn down free breadsticks at Olive Garden? Do you reject a free parking spot when it's offered? Come out and support your Bearcat soccer team this weekend. It's free. Up next, we have our Bearcat Call of the Show, and I give you the weekly update. Sticking with us.
Can't go for it on 4th and 18, so now you need a 51-yard field goal for the tie. Good snap. The kick is up, and the kick is going to be no good. With 30 seconds left and with no timeouts left, Sam Houston State can take a knee and will advance to the semifinals.
And that was our Bearcat Call of the Show. If you don't recognize it, it's from the 2014 quarterfinal playoff game against Villanova. Bob Picozzi of ESPN was on the call as Villanova missed a field goal with 34 seconds left, giving the Bearcats a 34-31 win. So that's our Bearcat Call of the Show. Let's transition now to the latest and greatest in Sam Houston State athletics with the weekly update. The Sam Houston State football team overcame a shaky first half and a 5-point deficit to win its third consecutive game last Saturday with a 42-28 victory over Northwestern State. Sophomore running back Kyron Jackson posted 268 total yards and became the first Bearcat in program history to have over 100 rushing yards and 100 receiving yards in a single game. Wide receiver Davion Davis also helped the cause with 3 touchdowns, but you know what's even more impressive? The Bearcat defense in the second half. After allowing 28 points and 278 yards in the first half, the Cats shut down the Demons in the final 30 minutes, holding them to only 154 yards, 70 coming on the Demons' final drive after the Cats had a 2-possession lead. Taking a look around the Southland Conference, the Cats sit tied for second with UCA and UIW with a 3-1 Southland Conference record. The McNeese State Cowboys sit atop with a perfect 4-0 record, but there's a huge matchup this weekend in San Antonio that could shake up the top 5 as UIW hosts McNeese this weekend. So, keep an eye on that one, Bearcat fans, because it could be one that springs things open for the Cats. Coming up next for SHSU, the Bearcats hit the road on Saturday to take on Lamar. Kickoff is set for 3 p.m., and the game will be broadcasted on ESPN3. Transitioning to the court now, the Bearcat volleyball team rolled to its 6th straight win on Thursday with a tough 3-1 win over Southeastern Louisiana. Taylor Cunningham delivered a match-high 17 kills and 5 blocks against an SLU team looking for just its 2nd win of conference play. Jacqueline Ward finished with a double-double totaling 42 assists and 12 digs, and directing the Bearcat offense to a .231 attack percentage as a team. Brian Chaussey also reached double figures with 12 kills, helping the Cats overcome a rough second set that saw the Lions hit .308. The Cats entered the night as one of the top teams in the nation in digs, and won that battle once again, led by Madison Wallace's 17 digs and 4 aces. Addison Miller also finished with 10 digs. Next up, Sam Houston will look to put a bow on a second straight 3-0 week on Saturday when it hosts Northwestern State at 1 p.m. at Johnson Coliseum. The men's golf team was also in action earlier this week and placed 11th overall at the Quail Valley Collegiate Invitational with a combined score of 871. The Bearcats shot 292 on the final day of the Invitational after tallying a score of 295 in round 1 and 284 in round 2. William Holcomb finished in a tie for 17th after firing a 72-stroke third round and led the Cats with a team low 213 on the week. Noah Steele, who tied for 31st with a total score 216, had an excellent round 3 as he shot 70 on the day. He used one birdie and one eagle to finish 2 under par in the final round. Austin Christensen collected 4 birdies on the final day of competition to go along with a 76-stroke effort in round 3. Jack Randall took 65th overall with 226, and freshman Grayson Blunt finished 69th with a final score of 229. Up next, the Cats head to Hawaii for the Warrior Princeville Mackay Invitational on October 28th through the 30th. How about some Bearcat bowling news? The Bearcat bowlers will enter the 2018 season in a familiar position in the national polls, near the top. Do you expect anything else from SHSU bowling? The Cats are the preseason number 4 ranked team in the country, according to the National 10 Pins Coaches Association. The Bearcats advanced to the semifinals last season at the NCAA Championships in St. Louis after entering the championship as the number 5 seed. It was the 4th appearance in the semifinals in the last 5 years for the Cats. The SHSU bowling team returns 5 members from last season's NCAA tournament squad, including senior Madison Keller, who bowled the program's first 300 game a year ago, and Lynn Fischler, who was named to the NCAA All-Tournament team. Also back are sophomores Haley Conley, Tracy Ballin, and Shasha Ismail. The Cats will kick off the 2018 season on Friday at Tulane. Lastly, the Bearcat men's and women's basketball seasons are just weeks away. The men's team was tabbed 6th in the Southland Conference, while the women are projected to finish 13th. However, we'll get into that at a later date. What I want to focus on right now is Bearcat Madness, presented by Program Council. It's a public event at Johnson Coliseum on October 22nd. To celebrate the start of the season, everyone is invited, and there's going to be a live DJ, a slam dunk contest, free t-shirts, and giveaways. Everyone is encouraged to come out and show their Bearcat pride on October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at Johnson Coliseum. It's going to be a blast. You know, I've gone the past 2 years. It's always just a great time. Bring a close friend. Break the ice with a classmate you've been wanting to hang out with, or, you know, just come out and meet new people. It's going to be a good time. What else was a good time? Hosting this episode of Chasing the Cup, but unfortunately our time is running out. Remember to head over to GoBearcats.com at any time to check schedules, stats, and scores for all 17 SHSU athletic programs. Also, tickets are cheaper if you buy them in advance at GoBearcats.com. If you're thinking about going to an athletic event, pre-purchase your ticket on the website and it'll save you some money. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BearcatVid or follow my personal Twitter at @RPRTalks. I want to wish everyone a good day. Or night, whenever you may be listening. See you next week. Ryan Reynolds, signing off. Chasing the Cup is a presentation of Sam Houston State Athletics and the Bearcat Sports Network. This episode was hosted and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Jason Barfield is the executive producer. Special thanks to Lindsay Bienski, Ben Reichard, and Shannon Carrico. Music courtesy 2 Chainz, Ghost Boy Swift, Yondo, Absent Mind, Young Taylor, Lucid Sounds, and Post Malone.